All right, everybody, welcome back. Thank you for checking in with me, Christopher Williams, the owner of A Game of Nostalgia. We are here for podcast episode number 7 of AGN Checking In. I am here with two new special guests. To my right, what's your name, sir? Can you introduce yourself, please?
Max.
Okay, yeah. To my left?
Yusuf.
All right, awesome. All right, so it's going to be Max and Yusuf. Today we're going to be kicking about a couple subjects, talking about video games, the state of the industry. We're going to be talking about some of our favorite games, our genres, all that fun stuff. Obviously, Max is here. He's kind of like the fighting game specialist of this podcast, so we're going to be kicking it and throwing some information at him. We're going to be talking about some of the fun subjects, some esports stuff, some reality TV show stuff, which is a new direction. So, but before we get started, one of the things I want to do is just shout out Don Rivaldo. He's been running the tournaments, I believe, at Spencer Park High School for quite some time now since AGN's been shut down. So I want to shout out Don. It's not easy being a TO. Obviously, it's a lot of responsibility getting people together, getting the events organized, getting players there, getting rides to everybody. So I've been paying attention to him on Facebook. I actually went and checked out his event this past Saturday. It ran smooth, the Smash, all the FGC games, Street Fighter, all the anime fighters, King of Fighters, everything. They did very well. It ran smooth, without a hitch from what I saw. So, and people like, they really enjoyed themselves, having a great time. So shout out to Don for holding it down and really keeping the community together as far as tournament wise and having events for them while we've been away. So just to give you guys an update about what's going on, we're not quite locked in yet, but we are moving closer. We're migrating closer to getting everything locked away as far as the contract, paperwork, and all that fun stuff. We actually have I have my lawyer looking up some of the language that I saw in one of the most recent paperwork that I wasn't too crazy about. So we're just having things get looked over just to make sure that when we lock into this lease, into this contract, everything, like I said before, prior contract podcast, that it'll be what we need for the growth of AGN. Obviously, I want AGN to be around for a long time. We want to grow. We want to open up multiple locations here in Rochester. So in order to do that, we got to make sure that we have a strong foundation at this next location. Hopefully, for those of you that don't know, I'm looking to reopen on University Avenue. It's a great spot. There's a great escape room over there. There's a hot shots over there. There's a gym over there. There are multiple places to eat. There's a KFC, there's Burger King, McDonald's. There's a lot of good stuff within the close vicinity. The parking is a lot better. It's a huge spot. Obviously, right now it's gonna need a little bit of TLC. But once we get in there and get everything handled, we can fix the building up and make it our home. So keep your fingers crossed. Hopefully within the next month or so, we'll have everything locked in. I can give you guys an exact date, and then we can get everything going as far as AGN remodeled, back up and running, and get back open so everybody can come in here and call it home again. So. Now, to get on to some of the subjects we're talking about today, one of the first things I wanted to kick about was recently there was a new development in the FGC. There's a reality TV show now. Yeah. And so apparently they're taking the MTV approach. And then
definitely.
So, Matt, give me your thoughts on that. What do you think about the reality show and the selections that they made, some of the names? Would you leave anyone off? Would you put anybody on? How do you view that?
Well, first off, I think it's a pretty interesting approach to expand the FGC, having a reality TV show.
Okay.
I can't wait to see sort of the boundaries of reality and fiction that cross right. with Mighty right. Games. See how that expands the different players' careers. They have low tier god in there. That was definitely a surprise.
He was made for reality TV. Yeah, he was. Man. He's like, absolutely.
Tell the executive producer get banned drone.
Right. Exactly. Right.
So that's gonna be fun. A player that I would add, I would love to see one of my favorite players. Probably would never happen. He's not big into professional competition. Big into the pro tour. Nash player named Sonic Soul. Yeah, he would have been interesting to see. You know, okay. he's a pretty cool personality. He's in my opinion, one of the best Nash players in the United States.
Oh,
so
okay.
he would have been fun to see. But I think the roster of really players is pretty good. They have Guilty. They have a bunch of different large variety of characters and players that are going to be joining the cast. I think it'll be a fun time. I'll definitely tune in for at least an episode.
Right. I'm going to check. I want to see, because, you know, when I first saw it, I'm like, I kind of cringed a little bit. Like, reality TV and video game. I don't know. Like, how y'all going to do this, man? It's just, like, because at first I'm like, I'll be honest. Like, low tier guy, he's one of those weird dudes to me. Like, I understand the draw with him.
Yeah.
But like, he says and does some things. I'm like, you kind of arrogant, man. You know, like I wasn't a fan about him when I first saw him. Like, when I first came into the scene, I saw him interact with people, stuff like that. But I think he's absolutely made for reality.
Oh,
TV,
dude,
man.
He's gonna kill him.
Son, as soon as he walked into the door. As soon as he walked the door, like, they was like pressing him, like, yo, you remember what you said on Twitter about me 2 years ago? Yeah, that's right, baby. I'm in the house with you right now. So, like, the fact that he just, like, he's swirling controversy no matter where he goes. I would have loved to see them put Smug on there. Smug is my
dude. Oh, yeah, Smug would
Smug is my dude,
yeah.
Man. I watch him. To me, he's funny. Yeah. Part of why I like Smug, I'll be honest, man, because he kind of looks like Sean Kemp.
I think
he's killing the Kemp kids. Kemp got a lot of them. But I like his flavor, man. I don't like charged characters. I'm not a big Ball Rock guy.
No.
Ball Rock is dope to me, but I can't play him. I've been playing Candy for literally 2 decades. But I just like his style, like the way he plays. I like the fun he has on his stream and stuff like that. So I would love to see Smug get put in there. Some other names, I think, as far as like just having some ladies that I think the gamers can relate to. Kendra's not there. Kendra would have been dope to put on there. She's got a big following. She's always posting, and people always interact with her. Melanie's another dope one. And even Victoria, like, I think it's, and even shoot, locally here, I think Tierra, she's a beast, yo. Like, the way she plays Tekken and stuff like that, yo, she can, and she got personality, but it's like low key though. It's like, she won't just come out and hit you with it in the face, but like, if you say something wrong to her and she look like, she'll kind of get that face like, come on, bro. So, anyway, that's just like my way to put, you know, some of those people in there. It's kind of, but I am interested in this first season to see what's going on. This is new for me. I would have never married the two, the reality TV. So, So it's gonna be fun to watch, and I hope it's not a train wreck, because I don't want it to be cringeworthy TV. And then, like, you know, sometimes it happens. Like, for instance, when you see, like, I'm a guy who plays sports, football, basketball, baseball. You see all those athletes, they look great, and they win trophies, they all muscular and stuff like that, they hold trophy in there. And then you see, like, an FGC guy, like, they... right, you see this. You see, like, the little squatty ass, and you see all these, like weird celebrations, like, yeah! There's that YouTube video where, like, everybody dabbing, all the kids dabbing,
yeah.
And they get to that one white kid, he, like... So I think, like, it kind of felt like that, so I'm nervous that that'll be, like, how it's perceived from outside. Because one of the things I'm curious about and excited about is it'll add shine more of a light on the FGC.
Yeah.
And obviously, if we're trying to grow it here in Rochester, a kid may see that, or someone may see it on Facebook, YouTube, however they're going to be. It's going to be on TBS, I think.
Yeah.
TBS. So these are going to be people and kids who actually see this program who are going to be like, yo, like, I didn't know we had fighting games, and then look it up here. So that's going to be pretty awesome to check. I'm really excited, a little nervous, because that's different, but I'm excited to see it happen. So now, switching gears, I wanted you to join the conversation. Yusuf, what got you in the game? Like, what was there a game or a specific genre or a time? Or like, when did you first, like, I guess, fall in love with video games?
I first fell in love with video games, I believe it was around third grade.
That's pretty young.
Yeah, I think the first game, what happened was I came over to my friend's house and I fell in love with I believe it was King of Fighters. I can't remember which one it was.
Okay, all right, okay.
It was King of Fighters.
That's a good game to start with.
Yeah, definitely. From there, I just looked.
Ain't the easiest one to start with.
Oh, yeah.
I was just pressing buttons. 14 out, and I still just press buttons. I like that they did the square things. You can just tap square four times and look like you're doing something.
Yeah, so definitely we started off.
So King of Fighters is what got you rocking with it. Now, do you still play fighting games now, or like, have you switched to different genres?
I still do play fighting games, just not as much.
Okay. So what you rocking right now? What's in your system right now? What system are you playing, and what's in it?
Right now, I'm rocking the PS4.
Okay, I respect that.
Definitely. And I'm playing Monster Hunter World, which is really popular right now. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
what's dope about it for someone who hasn't played Monster Hunter? Give me like a quick synopsis. Like, what would make me say, like, I need to play this game?
Well, I believe Monster Hunter is something that you gotta play with friends. So first off, you're gonna have to have a group of friends that are going to play Monster Hunter. Otherwise, it's not really
a solo, not really a solo campaign type deal. Okay.
No, not a solo type. Definitely, it's just one of those games where random things can happen.
Okay.
Random things can happen, and then it just makes the experience so much funner. So
like, a lot more fun with friends when random happens. Yeah, that sounds like real life. Okay, cool, cool. What about you, Mac? Like, what got you into gaming? What started you?
What got me into gaming? That was a long time ago.
Okay.
Possibly I was 4 or 5 when I played my first video game.
Okay.
My father bought me a PlayStation.
Oh.
Yeah. Original PlayStation back when I was young. The first game I ever played was Spider-Man 2000. If you guys remember that.
Oh, shoot.
You guys remember that? Yeah, that was a best game. Yeah, I played that game to hell. I repeatedly beat it, get extremely upset at the final sequence of the game when, Dr.
Oh, God. Like, we're chasing you all over the place?
Yeah,
yo, it's crazy. It's awful.
And I would go into it every single day, just do that.
It's like an anxiety attack when it's happening, man.
Exactly.
I didn't like that at all, man.
And then I would just repeatedly jump because I couldn't run fast enough.
Okay. Okay, so what are you rocking with right now? What games are you playing?
Mostly just fighting games. I've majorly been playing Street Fighter V
for
the past 2 years. That's kind of absorbed my gaming way.
I've noticed.
I've neglected everything else.
Okay.
I played a little bit of Tekken. Terrible, isn't it?
Okay. That's cool, though.
I don't play that too often. I'm really, really looking forward to Soul Calibur 6.
Yeah,
that's going to be brutal.
I can't wait. Fun. I'm not even great at it, but I play Soul Calibur in arcade. Like, that's one of the ones I would pop quarters in. other than X-Men arcade, yeah. Simpsons, the TV. I'm a big four-player co-op type guy, so the Dungeons and Dragons in arcade, I love those. But I didn't play a lot of fighters. The only ones I really played was Mortal Kombat and Soul Calibur. So I'm hyped because when I first came in, when I opened AGN, Soul Calibur 5 was kind of dead arrival already. So
it was never really alive.
Right. And I'm I love Soul Calibur. Why is it not popping? But I see a lot of excitement for 6. I'm actually pretty hyped about that too, and that's gonna be really dope. So now, you said you just play fighters for the most part. What is it about Street Fighter that keeps you engaged? That makes you play?
Dude. Competition. It's amazing. It's so stimulating. Okay. To just play someone else. I just love the competition that comes from playing games and meeting a diverse set of people and then beating them. And then talking trash.
That's all part of fun, right. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Now, do you find it's easier to game with people you don't know? I guess I'll kick it back over to you. So is it easier to game with people you don't know or people that you have a friendship with? Or is it an opportunity to make new friends? How do you find that?
I really don't find a difference. It is fun playing with people that you don't know, especially with games like fighter games or sports games.
Right.
Where you can, talk junk to each other.
Go back and forth a little bit. Yeah, right.
The competition, and then also with your friends where you really can talk junk.
Yeah, that's true. Really say some stuff that you might not say to a stranger. I might get slapped the other time. I've been there. All right, cool. So another thing I want to kind of kick it with as far as gaming is, how do you guys feel about the industry right now? Just as a whole, is there any particular title you're looking forward to? Is there any particular game or genre where you're looking at, I can't wait for this to drop? Obviously, you said Soul Calibur 6, but is there anything else that you see is going on in the industry that you're really excited about? Everybody's kicking about the VR right now. That's a big thing. Obviously, we're going to probably have to dedicate a whole podcast to that. It's actually not a PlayStation. Even though PlayStation's, the setup feels the best, the HTC Vive is still the best, as far as the VR headsets are involved, but PlayStation, they said, feels the best. So, obviously, I haven't had a chance to put on the HTC. The PlayStation is very comfortable, though. It's one of those things where, obviously, they're going to be playing around with it a little bit still, because motion sickness is still something that's apparently a big issue, even to the point where I know when I open, I'm going to probably have to put a waiver.
Oh, really?
You're going to have to say, hey, if I throw up, it's not on AGN because I barf playing Dinosaur Hunter 7. I'm just saying, because these are some of the things that happen. This is one of business. You have to kind of try to project forward. So the fact that people still get motion sickness, and that may be something that they can't remedy, but it's something that is out there. So is there anything, Yusuf, I'll start with you, is there anything that you're looking forward to that's dropping that has you excited, like, yes, and like, how do you feel about the game industry as a whole?
I would have to say God of War.
God of War, okay.
Between God of War and then there's a game, they haven't really released too much information on it. It's a game called Cyberpunk.
Cyberpunk?
The people who made The Witcher.
Okay.
They're making Cyberpunk.
Which was saucy too.
Yeah,
I love
The Witcher,
yeah. It's not too much information on it, so I can't really talk too much about
okay,
it.
Okay, okay. So Cyberpunk, we're going to check that out. I'm going to try to give you all some info on that the next time, so okay. All right. How do you feel about the game industry as a whole? Do you like the direction it's headed in, or like, what would you change about it?
It's interesting because actually me and Max were talking about this a little bit earlier.
Okay.
It's not too much groundbreaking anything, really. You get a lot of remakes and
Yeah. Everything
else is dropping the ball. Like, let's see. Mass Effect Andromeda. I'm a huge Mass Effect fan, so
right. That
was a huge disappointment.
It hurt your feelings a little bit on that one. I can say that. My feelings have been hurt for Madden for almost 2 decades now. The last good one, I think, was 03. So
yeah.
It's been about 15 years since I like Madden. So. I ain't gonna talk about that, though. It's just ruining the podcast, man.
Are you playing 18?
Are you okay?
18 don't scare. I'm actually no. I think I need to take a break. No, I don't mind. Well, it all started when I was 7. And no, so I like 18 is okay. The thing that frustrates me about Madden and honestly, it's just they don't do like you got 2K who was like they saw what happened with NBA Live. It's like okay, we're not going to be that. And then move forward. Madden bought the rights to everything, and it's like, okay, we're just gonna sit on it. We're gonna give you what you want. We the developers. We know what we're doing. We know what we're doing. Oh, you want what? Online play? Nah, no online. No online play for this edition. Madden 17, no online. It's just, it always felt like, sometimes as a consumer, it felt like an FU I don't know if it 2K spoiled me because they listen to the fans, they interacted through all the social media platforms and everything. I feel like what 2K is doing now, Madden should be somewhere in that realm, and they're not. It's not like they didn't have the blueprint. NFL 2K5 was probably one of the best football games that ever got made, man. The way they put it together, the presentation, everything. Madden just always had this kind of generic, it always felt like something was missing. And as a gamer, you hate to play games like Street Fighter V. Like when we first came, come on. It felt like something was missing, right? Like, yo, what is?
I mean, we didn't even have a CPU.
Right. Versus. It was like, yo, what are you doing? Like, why is this? Y'all know better. Like, it felt as so when you pay that, you know, that kind of money and you dishing out. So, I'm an 18. I'm not big on Madden. I love 2K. I'm actually excited about the 2K League. I actually watched the 2K draft. And I watched them draft, but it's some of the players I never even heard of. But I think it's a dope idea. Like they're drafting these players, and they're like when they draft them, they move them to that city. Like there's 17 NBA official NBA teams that are on board with it. So they wouldn't be called like the Dallas Mavericks. They're called like the Dallas Gamers, the Dallas Maverick Gaming.
Yeah.
So they can differentiate it from the actual NBA team, but still know that it's associated with the NBA.
Yeah.
So I think it is dope that, and I think it's a nod of respect to video games in general. The fact that we have an NBA 2K league,
mm-hmm.
and it's official, they're paying guys salary. I think it's $37,000 for all the first round draft picks.
Oh, wow.
And it's 6 months, so it's not even a full year. So you still got 6 months to kind of stream and stuff like that too. So I think it's really awesome the fact that they're doing stuff like that. So the fact that 2K is so far ahead, and then Madden's still here like, oh look, Histic 2.0. Well, you had Histic 2.0. I'm sorry, 2.5.
You're expecting ESPN. What? Right. EA
did
something correct.
And it's like the tackling engine. There's a lot of things that I don't like about the game. Like some guys, they play through and all that, but it's hard for me. I guess I got spoiled by NFL 2K5. It's hard for me to accept the fact that y'all know it's a better product out there and you won't do it. Like if you played NBA Live, it's terrible, man. And I've been given a chance every year. This is literally what happens. It drops for $60.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody buys it. It drops down to $30.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody buys it. It drops down to about $7 online, PS Plus, or Xbox Live Gold. And that's when I grab it. I play it. And I say, you know what? This was worth $4.99. I've done this like 3 or 4 times. So the fact that and that's been a cycle the past 4 or 5 years. I'm a fan. I love football.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not, and I love basketball. And these are sports that I love to play, but EA keep butchering my stuff, so I'm not. If the one thing I would change who runs EA, because they not, whatever's going on, man, either they don't care, or they, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just dropping the ball. But anyway, so that's a whole different rant and a whole different subject.
I'm
so.
Really going to
Yeah.
I, you guys know remember Mirror's Edge Catalyst?
No, why would I remember that? So, but yeah, so EA, that's mine. But we'll, that's. But I'm excited about some of the things that's going on in the industry. But Matt, now tell me, is there anything besides Soul Calibur that you like? Okay, this is dope. I can't wait to see this drop.
Probably The Last of Us 2. That's probably the only game that I'm excited.
Last of Us 2.
Yeah, it's gonna be intense. Nothing about it yet. I'm really excited to see what happens. The story.
You think it's gonna be holiday when it drops?
Or yeah, okay. Yeah, definitely. It's gonna be like a straight week. I'm gonna go recluse.
Style. Yo, where's Matt? Don't worry about it.
He's in the corner.
He's gonna come out like a lot more pasty than he is right now. Yeah, this dude ain't got no sunlight.
I'll have a beard. You know, a really broken 9mm in my hand. Like I can
understand that. Cool. Well, we about to wrap up the podcast. I really appreciate you guys coming on, man. Obviously, I love to kick about video games. As this thing go, I'm pretty sure one of these days, man, we're going to get in here and kick it for a good while. But Yousef, man, thank you so much for being on the show. Max, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys adding your expertise. Everybody at home, thank you so much for watching. Obviously, like I said, I'm going to keep you guys updated with what's going on. I do the best I can to keep everybody in the loop. As we release things, as we get information, as we get things set in stone, I'm going to release it to you all. I did actually post the pictures of the place already. Obviously, just like the bare bones of it. You can go to the Facebook account, A Gamer's Nostalgia, and you can click on that. You can also go to the Instagram account, A Gamer's Nostalgia, and click on that. If you're on Twitter, you prefer that platform more than the other ones, you can go to at AG Nostalgia 1. So any of those platforms, you can go in there, click on the picture, see how the space looks. It's a huge spot. It's almost double the size of the other 18 I was into. So that's going to open up space and run tournaments and I won't say a mid-major, but maybe like a low-tier major, something that. We have some space to do that, so I expected the scene to grow a lot bigger as far as gaming. We're going to be doing a lot more outreach. I look forward to seeing you all, and guys, drop your comments below when we post this on YouTube. Let me know how you feel about the podcast. Let me know what you're excited about coming out, what got you in the game, and all that fun stuff. Until next time, this is Chris. Peace.